Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, where we're bringing you a very special interview with the writer-director of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Gil Keenan. I'm Timmy Fland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies.
We do. And in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse and teams up with the original Ghostbusters, who've developed a top secret research lab to take busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must save the world from a second ice age.
Just when you think you got your house in order.
Your firehouse in order.
Yes, very good. I see what you did there. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is directed by Gil Keenan from a screenplay by Keenan and Jason Reitman that's based on the 1984 film Ghostbusters that was written by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire stars Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, Celeste O'Connor, Logan Kim, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts.
Straight out of university, the graduate thesis of an up-and-coming filmmaker by the name of Gil Keenan caught the attention of this guy, Robert Zemeckis. You may have heard of him, or at least maybe a few of his films.
Yeah, is that the was that the guy behind those little known projects, you know, Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, Castaway, Death Becomes Her?
Yeah, but it's a shame none of those really took off.
Boom tish.
I think some of the most classic films of all time.
Exactly.
My God.
Such a shame. Well, this young whippersnapper by the name of Gil Keenan was tapped to direct the animation Monster House, which was produced by Zemeckis, which was then nominated for Best Animated Feature at the 2007 Academy Awards. Not a bad effort for your first job fresh out of university.
Yeah, I can't say I saw that much success when I first came out of university.
What am I doing with my life?
Oh, God, I ask myself that question every day. But anyway, let's move on from existential crisis, because we're going to fast forward some years and films later, including City of Ember, which is a personal favourite of mine, the Poltergeist remake, and A Boy Called Christmas. And Keenan is tapped on the shoulder to co-write Ghostbusters Afterlife with Jason Reitman.
Keenan and Reitman actually go way back to their early filmmaking days. So when it came time to pass that familial Ghostbusters torch from father to son and then on to someone new, who was Reitman going to call?
Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Now Keenan stops by Popcorn Podcast to take us behind the scenes of Frozen Empire and the Ghostbusters legacy, talking iconic throwbacks, why Afterlife was a walk in the park compared to Frozen Empire, and even revealing an update on the highly anticipated Ghostbusters animated series reboot.
Let's take a listen.
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Right. Well, overruled.
Sustained.
Thank you.
Congrats on Frozen Empire being out into the world, or almost out in the world. You co-wrote and produced Afterlife, obviously, and then presumably you weren't busy enough, so you added directing into the mix for Frozen Empire.
I had a couple spare minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Now that it's done, what was it like juggling that extra responsibility and jumping behind the wheel of the Ectomobile, so to speak?
It makes all the difference. I'll let you know that there is nothing in the world as fully embracing of every waking moment of your life and your creative thought, your very essence as a human, as directing a movie of this scale. It is all consuming. In retrospect, the role of co-writing and co-producing Afterlife was an absolute walk in the park compared to the level of investment of soul in making one of these stories. It's so rewarding to get to tell these stories, but you really can't do this every year. I don't think anybody would survive it. It's just so all-encompassing. And part of that is just the weight of the responsibility of feeling like these are characters, never mind the rest of the world, characters that we care about so much, Jason and I, as writers and as fans, that we have to feel like we're doing right by. And so that creates with it its own level of responsibility. You add that to every single element in this story, and it just starts to create a tidal wave of responsibility. But it's the greatest honor, and I'm so proud to be able to add my name to the list, the short list of folks who have directed a Ghostbusters movie.
Well, yeah, it's a family legacy for Jason, obviously. And Afterlife was like passing that torch from father to son, from Ivan to Jason. And now they're passing it on to your fresh perspective. Why did you and Jason feel like now was the right time to do that?
Well, I think that for us, the creative process has been a really natural extension of our own friendship that's now almost 20 years old. We met at the very beginning of our film careers, when we were both sort of fresh into the beginnings of our first films. We shared a sort of common bond in a love of movies and in talking about story as a kind of main line of our communication. And those conversations sort of naturally developed over the years into a collaboration that's kind of naturally evolved into our work on Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I was so privileged to be so close to such a poignant and meaningful bond between father and son on that film, where I got to see Jason step up in a huge way to honor the tremendous legacy of Ivan's work, and to see Ivan appreciate it, how important that transference was between the two of them, and that the story that we crafted in that film took those important familial elements into its narrative consideration. That was a part of the story of Afterlife, was the awareness, the discovery of a legacy that comes with a great responsibility. And so carrying that story forward, I felt both daunted by stepping in to what up until that point had been a family business, but also like I was, as a true fan and as a filmmaker who came at this franchise from the point of view of a guy who had never lost touch with the seven-year-old who sat in a dark theater in 1984 and had his life changed watching that first film, that was what I had to draw on. That was the sort of the bond that connected me to that great legacy. And I really, you know, love these characters. I care for them. And I felt like I could do right by them. And it didn't hurt to have Jason as a producer supporting me at every step of this process, in the very same way that Ivan was there for him on Afterlife. And in that way, the continuum is not changing directions. It's just extending out into the future. And it felt like a kind of natural process.
It's almost like art imitating life or life imitating art with the familial bonds and passing of the torch. It's all very symmetrical and lovely.
It was part of the story we were telling. And Jason and Ivan were never shy about in their interviews on that film, talking about how we were writing to that continuum. It is one of the things that I think I'm most proud of these films that we've been creating since Afterlife, is that there is a kind of thematic essence to them that is steeped in a character story that has like real authenticity to it. And I am really proud of that.
Afterlife had so many great callbacks to the original franchise. Obviously, it was just packed with nostalgia. How did you approach continuing to deliver those Easter eggs in Frozen Empire without, you know, going over ground that's already been covered and still furthering that Spengler family story?
I took a more environmental approach to the journey of the past in this film. That is to say that I allowed the spaces to dictate where there were callbacks to moments that may have happened in the past. For instance, we go back to the library as part of our storytelling in this film. That gave us the opportunity to revisit a really important and memorable spirit from that first film. And that, again, was because we happened to be there as part of the narrative drive of this film. Obviously, the firehouse plays a very central role in this story. The firehouse is steeped in Ghostbusters history and lore. We couldn't resist making visual nods to moments that had happened throughout that building's past. And that experience is one that can unfold with multiple viewings.
Before I wrap up, these films aren't the only Ghostbusters projects that you've got your fingers involved in. It's becoming a bit of a habit, isn't it?
I mean, this is, it's the greatest kind of habit you can have. I feel so lucky to be able to be at the rudder with my partner, Jason, in getting to forge the future of this beloved franchise. It really is all done out of wanting the very best for these characters. There is nothing like telling a Ghostbusters story. It's just so joyful. And the experience that it has on audiences is infectious. When you get a taste of that, you know, I don't know why anyone would go anywhere else.
Exactly. Can you give us any updates on the animated series and when we might get to see that?
Working on it right now. Just saw some incredible artwork for it 2 days ago. It's so beautiful. Yes. It's looking really, really good. So there's a heavy development.
Oh, great. Because the original one is just so iconic, besides the films. And yeah, we're just really excited to see it. And it's been in development for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, these things take time. We've got a studio that's really behind us. And I'm feeling really optimistic about it. I can't wait.
I love that update. Thank you so much, Gil. It was lovely to speak with you.
Likewise, thanks, Lee.
If there's something strange, if there's something weird, who are people going to call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
I am so hyped to hear that the Ghostbusters animation is still moving ahead. That original animation called The Real Ghostbusters was so popular in the late 80s. It might have been before your time, maybe. But do you remember watching it? Have you seen it?
Maybe. Do you know what? I'm not all that familiar with that.
It's a total classic. And now that they're bringing back X-Men 97... I'm super eager for this to come back as well.
Do you know what? That's quite the scoop that you got out of Gil Keenan in the interview, Lee. That's going to excite many, many people. I mean, the idea of rebooting it for modern times has been kicking around for quite a while. It was beginning to feel like we would never see it. So it's great to hear that something tangible exists now. It's really promising.
Really promising. And while we wait for that one, we have Frozen Empire to enjoy. And you can see it. When can they see it, Tim?
You can see it in Australian cinemas from March 21.
There you go.
As always, friends, thank you so much for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
If you enjoy our episodes, head over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. While you're there, we would love you to rate us and leave a review. You can also find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, and where all good podcasts are found.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.